Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching online service, good morning, good evening. And last week, 15th, we had a Kokoro Gospel concert, and we have a digest movie of that. Please take a look at it. Thank you very much. And we had a time of dancing, and we also have a smoking, and then the place was very filled with people, and including staff members, probably there were 350 people. And I believe that what God says about the concert is going to be happen. And we also have a concert during December next time. And please look at the Israel Digest movie. And Israel is the country that God established. When I think of Israel, I think about an eternity. And we are the eternity, the beings of eternal. And we need to prepare for our life on earth. But then also we need to prepare for the life after we die. And the country, Israel is the country that God established. And then this country is going to be changed. And after the second coming of Jesus Christ, the 1,000 years of the reign of Christ will come. And then the country, Israel will be changed. And then the Satan will be released. And Satan was thrown into hell. And after the final judgment, and heavenly Jerusalem will come. So the heavenly Jerusalem is a heaven now. And those who died, they are in heaven. And the heavenly Jerusalem come and come down from heaven. And those who believe in God will live with God forever. And we will be living with God forever. And we are living and walking toward eternity. And please remember this. So when we go to Israel as a mission trip, we feel the heaven. And just like Jacob saw the ladder of heaven, and we are praying on the top of the Olive Mountain. And I'm always thinking about from where God is coming down. And Jesus is coming down from a heavenly heaven. So I'm always thinking about the heaven when I go to Israel. As a flock, November is the new year. And so new year will start from Israel. So we are going to start a new year from Israel. And God is saying that we are as a spiritual Israelites. We are going to start from the land of Israel. This is what God is saying to us. And we are not talking about that we are Israelite. And the true Israelites are spiritual Israelites. And spiritual Israelites, it means that those who are saved. In other words, the spiritual Israelites are the people of God's kingdom. So we will start from the kingdom of God. And we are going to live as foreigners on earth and also as a people of God's kingdom. Fortunately, we'll be able to live cast from Israel, and we started from last year. so we can worship God together. And with those who are in Japan and then in other places, and we can praise God together. And this is a special blessing, and we can praise God and as one. And we will start a new year from the kingdom of God and as a people of kingdom. So we have time differences between Japan and Israel. So we will worship at the Sea of Galilee, and after that we will go to worship at the Mount Arbel. So please be careful of not missing this worship service. And those who are going to stay in Japan and those who are going to Israel, let's worship together. And let's praise God and let us worship the Lord and praise Him together. And let's take a step forward as a people of God's kingdom. Now, please take a look at the digest movie of Cambodia mission trip.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. In September, the mission trip to Cambodia will be sent, and we're going to have a time of barbecue. We may be going to ice skating instead of going to bowling. We don't know yet, but an ice skating field is very close to the orphanage. And thank you for offerings and intercessory prayers. And the orphanage in Cambodia is a church, and it's a it belongs to the Tokyo Antuke Church. And I feel that the God is going to do the new things in orphanage. And the children in Cambodia might be coming to Tokyo. And the God is going to expand on his work. And then the children in the orphanage will be used as a workers of God. And also, at the same time, and the numbers of the orphans are getting bigger. So God is telling us to build orphanages. And the numbers of the orphans are getting bigger and bigger, but then God is building orphanages more and more. That's what God is calling us to do. And now let's take a look at the 1 minute Christian key point. Good evening. And today's theme is the churches, seven churches. And in Revelation chapter 1 through 3, it talks about the seven churches. Seven churches means that there are seven different types of churches in every era. Some of the churches, there are descriptions about the rapture. Sardis, and also the Church of Philadelphia. So there are descriptions in the Bible that talks about the rapture. So there are seven different types of churches in each era. So all churches in the world are going to be belong to seven different churches. So the Church of Philadelphia, the Bible says that God is going to protect the Church of Philadelphia in the time of rapture. So every church in the world and is to be willing to become the Church of Philadelphia. So we are to wait upon the Lord. And we are called to accomplish the calling. And even among the seven churches, there are people who are faithfully following God. So they are going to be protected and raptured. So we need to be careful because we are facing, and then the time is drawing near. And so we need to prepare for rapture and also of the second coming of Christ. And we might be facing the time of the troubles, like such as in wars and disasters. So we need to prepare ourselves. And also the deadline for the songwritings. The sound of the mighty wind, the songbook. The time is drawing near, so and concerning songs, there are two different purposes. The first is that the songs are to worship God, that we can worship God through songs, and that it will become the foundation of the revival. And then that's the first purpose. The second point is that God says that the songs are going to be used at the time of revival. And because God's hands are upon these works, there's a worship ministry. And the second purpose is that God is calling us to make songs for non-Christian people. And if it's possible, please make songs in English. So the songs are going to be established more and more. And it's because we are not doing it, but God's hands are upon these works, and that's what God is leading us to do. And He's going to reveal His glory. And we have seen that God's words came true. That there are special blessings upon this ministry. So please use your faith and let us see on God's glory. Please let us go into the Word of God. And today is about Satan. I'm going to talk about Satan. In the Bible, and God says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. And we are not struggling against disaster or against people. But we need to see that there is a Satan behind situations and also people. There are Christians who never thought of Satan. But Satan is working in secret. So the book of Ephesians says that we need to stand against Satan. So we are called to fight against Satan. So what kind of and who is Satan? What kind of person? What kind of Satan? So the center of everything is God, and who is a triune God. And then God is a spiritual And also the humans are also spiritual being. And also angels are also spiritual being. So angels are also spiritual beings. And there are two different types of angels. The angels who are following after God. Probably we might be seeing angels, but probably we don't realize them. But and the second ones are the fallen angels who stood against God. So fallen angels are evils. And the top fallen angel is a Lucifer. Lucifer and also the angel that are against God. So when we are doing the spiritual warfare, when we did the spiritual warfare, there were people who passed away, or we might have faced car accidents. There was a person who did the spiritual warfare by himself or by herself. The person got injured, and the person was blooding after the spiritual warfare when he did it by himself. So Mr. Iriya, he said to me, do you see Satan? And I said, I see sometimes. But then Mr. Iriya said that I see most of the time. But I don't say that because the people got scared. So, for example, when I went to Hokkaido Prefecture, when we went to the northern part, there were people who wanted to bring their children, but I said, please don't, do not take them, because it's very dangerous. So, we were going home after we did the spiritual warfare. So there were four cars. There were four cars lining up and driving. And the one car, Mr. Kitajima's car, went somewhere. And there were three cars. So I felt in my heart that there might be a car accident. So I pray to God that please protect us. And I also pray to God that even if the car accident happens, please protect everyone and no one will be injured. So my wife, she was staying at home, and in her heart, words that came to her that the car accident, also animal. And so other people who watched the movie, that there was a car accident and then the deer came and then people died. And then someone watched the kind of a movie. So my wife and also those who watched the movie, they are praying for us and interceding for us. And so in the area of Hokkaido, the animals are God. So... we were hurrying and to go to sushi restaurant because the place was about to close. So it was about like 20 meter that there was like a deer, and we were driving in the highway. So and the three cars are lining up together. So we were driving closely together. So if we have put the brake on, then, or if we kind of slow down, then we might be getting into the car accident. But a driver who was a Mr. Pastor Uchida, he was putting on an axle and driving so fast, and then we hit the deer. So Mr. Uchida was driving, and I was next to him. And then we hit the deer, and then deer flied and then passed by the second car, and the deer fell down after the third car. So no one got injured. So a policeman came. Unusually, deer doesn't fly away. And deer usually came into the front glasses. So if the deer came into the car, then I might be dying. So policemen, they were wondering. And then I knew that it was the spiritual thing, that it was the Satan who did it. And the Robert Union, the movement of the Five Falls Ministry started, and then Dr. Yuen. And then there was a prophecy that Satan is moving in one person. And then the person is writing words. And then there was a prophecy that, but then in those situations, you don't need to do anything. Mr. Robert and also Mr. Arier. And then the person came and then that person wrote that this church, the TLCC church, is not believing in the cross of Jesus. And then he was spreading the words to other people. So people came from the outside, and he was watching what we are going to do about this situation. So, but the prophecy said that we don't need to do anything. So we didn't anything, and then everything was settled. So in those situations, Satan was working. So there are two different types of the works of Satan. The first is that the Satan works. So Satan was defeated when Jesus was put on the cross. But then Satan is deceiving, and that's the first move of Satan. So when you are deceived, it's a it's a struggle against God. We need to fight against God. So please take a look at the book of Job. The Satan is asking God for permission to work in Job's life. So Satan cannot work beyond God. So, but Satan was defeated. So when we think of Job, he became sick, and then sons and then children died, and then houses were destroyed. But then Satan did all things and with the permission of God, and everything was under God's hands. And then God is a God of healer. So please remember this. And God is not willing to give us unfortunate things, but the Satan brings those things. So we need to be careful. The purpose of Satan is that the Satan creates disasters and then sickness and then troubles, so that the people would grumble against God. The people would say that God is forsaking us and God is putting us into this situation, and then Satan is deceiving us. So when Satan moves, the purpose of Satan is that we curse God. Please remember this thing. Why does God allow Satan to work? The first is that God is letting us know more goodness of God. That Job would realize the greater greatness of God more. Second point is that why does God allow these things to happen? The second is that the Job received a double portion. So, and also Bible says that God works all things together for good. So, and it says that only works under the God's permission. So we are going to know more of God. And we are going to see that God works all things together for God, and then we are going to see the more blessings of God. The second works of Satan is that Satan whispers to us. When the great works happens, like and also the negative thoughts come to us. We think that we might be failing, or we don't want to do this. Oh, we might be going like this. And I thought that when we become like more matured, I thought that the Satan would not come, but then every time is a battle. So I'm always praying and praying and praying. So people came and Pastor Akimoto, but then I'm praying. To be honest, I'm praying. I'm not sleeping. So God's victory is in the word of God. So the Satan is putting the words of negative that God is not gonna work all things together for good. So the Bible says that God has a great plan for you, but the Satan put the thoughts in our hearts that he doesn't have a good plan for you. So Satan is already defeated. So Satan is trying to deceive us so that we're not going to believe the word of God. The spiritual battles are clear. So, but it's very clear that we need to stand upon the Word of God. So, the Word of God, and we're going to continue to do the will of God and stand upon the Word of God and accomplish the will of God. And that's a great point that concerning the spiritual battle. So, it's a battle of faith. Some Christians say that, and some Christians say that, I'm going to defeat Satan. But then we need to know that Satan was already defeated. So we need to stand upon our faith. We need to stand upon the Word of God. We need to stand upon the will of God. Because the victory is already given to us when we stand upon the will of God and continue to do the will of God, and we are going to see the victory of God, and we are going to see the grace of God. And please remember those things. The more the Satan's attacks are bigger, the more that we see the God's works. Please remember this. So when we did the crusading, the special meeting in Philippines, Mr. Ire was the main speaker, and 2,000 people came. And it was the biggest event, the biggest meeting that ever happened in the city. So, and I did the, I spoke during the lunch time, about like 2 o'clock. And the staff members were so 2,000 people were there last day. But then I was a main speaker, and I thought that no one would come. And then it was a very hot day in the Philippines, and during like 2 o'clock, I thought that no one would come to the meeting. So, and I just didn't want to do, and I thought that I don't want to do this. And I thought that this meeting will be canceled. The Satan was thinking that this meeting will be canceled, and I also thought that I don't want this. I don't want to do this. And the main speaker was gone, and I need to do the preaching. So there were about like 50 people. So I started, but then the Spirit of God came, and then 1,000 people came. And then there are people who got saved, and then people got healed. The team they prayed, and then people got healed, and then there are people. There are about like 2,500. And then I felt that the God was calling us to preach, so I preached. I preached, and people got saved. So many people got saved. So there were a lot of the feelings of fear, and also spirit of anxiety, and those negative thoughts came to me. So there was like a spiritual battles. But then it's a battle of faith. So we need to stay in faith and stand upon the Word of God. And God is going to give us His victory. And we already know that God already won the victory, as long as we stand upon the Word of God, and God's victory stays the same. So that's the point of the battle. Please pray. Let's pray. And please work inside of us, and then please glorify. they're a person who is speaking the words of unbelief. There is a person who is believing something else other than God. So repent and release from that something that you believe in. There is a person who is receiving calling, but the person is not stepping out. But to step out, and then you will see the works of God. And let's pray for healing, and let's have a time of repentance. And please touch on people's lives, in bodies and in spiritual places. In the name of Jesus, spirit of sickness, leave from people. In the name of Jesus, the people be healed. In the name of Jesus, and I declare on the healing. And there are people who are not have a clear speaking. God is healing you. And then there are people who are throat, and then that problem with your nose and ear, and then God is healing you. I declare healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen.